You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear how to set not dumb, healthy goals so you can actually achieve your not dumb, awesome desires. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. This episode is enthusiastically sponsored by a product I couldn't swear by more if I tried. Four Sigmatic Mushrooms. I didn't say swear about more. I said swear by. I couldn't swear by the magic of mushrooms more if I tried. I originally tried a packet of Four Sigmatic Mushroom tea in a glass of hot water because, well, I was gifted a free single packet of Four Sigmatic Mushroom tea by a friend. I had no idea what it did or what was going to happen to me. And I was skeptical because this whole mushroom thing is trendy right now. And I'm always skeptical of trendy things. Read, I avoid trendy things to not be trendy. You know what I mean? But anyway, I drank the shrooms and I felt truly awesome. It's hard to explain. I just felt more awesome than before I drank it. Since then, I've ordered it and consumed about 2 packets of shrooms a day, and I can't get enough. I am telling you, these mushrooms are magic. Although they don't make me hallucinate in a bathtub like my ex-boyfriend's famous magic mushroom experience, which honestly, he seemed way too proud of in hindsight. But hear this, I wasn't hallucinating the magical effects of these shrooms. They are ultra scientifically proven to boost immunity and gut health. Yes, please, and thank you. And the 4 different shrooms that Four Sigmatic uses most, hence the 4 in Four Sigmatic, I just got that too. Well, like 3 minutes ago. But they all do different epic things for your bod. Reishi helps you relax. Cordyceps give you non-caffeinated energy for sports and stuff. Lion's mane, which does not come from a lion's mane, boosts your brain. That one's easy to remember. And chaga is good for immunity issues like when you're traveling or feeling run down and or both. Okay, enough blabbering from me. I just finished a mushroom matcha latte. Oh, yeah, Four Sigmatic has mushroom matcha powder. If I could just stop blabbering for a damn second, I could tell you that because you listened to this podcast, thank you for that, you can save 15% off any and all Four Sigmatic shroom stuff you'll want to buy off their site, Four Sigmatic, FourSigmatic.com, using code PARTYINMYPLANTS. To save that 15%, baby. Man, maybe I had way too much mushroom matcha. Okay, onward to the show. Since the last digit of the date just changed, that means it's obviously time for us as humans to make massive life changes. Durf. Resolutions are huge, and we all set them. Even people like me who claim they don't or won't set them but still wake up January 1st in a panic like, okay, these are the 3 things I'm doing this year. The reason why I'm personally not a resolutionist is that I honestly set goals all year long, both with myself and with my clients. I'm kind of a goalaholic. But hey, that's how you go places in life, right? As my boy Brian Tracy, a master motivational speaker and self-improvement author of over 70 amazing books, including one of my faves appropriately titled Goals, says, a goal without a plan is just a dream. I mean, dreams are sweet. Don't get me wrong. I love myself a good dream. I dream that my dog can train himself to pee in the toilet so I don't have to walk him in the cold or the rain. I dream that my cooking videos get picked up by Ellen DeGeneres. Obviously. I dream that my kitchen could become self-cleaning. But like, my hero Jerry Seinfeld didn't become my hero by dreaming about telling jokes. He wrote his hands off and stand-upped his face off to get to the top. Taylor Swift didn't just dream of taking over the world. She got on her little ancient webcam and recorded herself singing for all of her vintage Dell computers to stream. Mark Zuckerberg didn't just dream of changing social society. He stole ideas, quit school, and, well, you saw the movie. And I know that you're not going to get that peak level of health, that ideal bod, that perfect partner, that enjoyable job, that expensive blender, the picture perfect photo gallery wall, or whatever else you want by dreaming about it. You've got to get out there and set not dumb goals. Right. I said not dumb goals. It's an acronym and also a very literal description of how goals should be. Let me illustrate. Here's a dumb goal. Eat less crap. Here's a not dumb goal. Pop my own popcorn to sneak into all the movies I see in theaters this year. Here's a dumb goal. Lose weight. Here's a not dumb goal. Drink a green smoothie with plant protein powder as my mid-morning snack every day. Can you notice the difference? A not dumb goal has nuggets, is O, obvious, is tallyable, is D, doable, is U, unique, is M, meaningful, and is B, believable. Let me break this down for you. Having nuggets means that your goal can easily be broken down into little chunks. Like the goal of drinking one green smoothie every day gets broken down into the chunks of always having frozen bananas in the freezer, which are actual literal chunks. Another chunk of the goal could mean always having kale or spinach in the fridge, getting a new blender, ordering some Sun Warrior plant protein powder, memorizing the Party in My Plants recipe for an easy daily green smoothie, which I've linked in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/69. You want to be able to look at your goal as a whole and break it down into smaller steps that you can take simply to make that goal a reality. The O in a not dumb goal is that your goal must be obvious. Making your goal obvious means that anyone, your grandmother, foreign exchange student friend, or even Siri could understand what the heck your goal means. It's not something vague like eat healthier, because that could literally mean something different to everyone. For one person, eat healthier could mean eating dark chocolate instead of milk chocolate. For another person, eat healthier could mean eliminating anything in a package. For yet another person, eat healthier could mean, I don't know, getting more ketchup with their french fries to up their tomato consumption? My point is, you want to make your goals as crystal stinking clear and not general as possible. More on this in a sec. The T in not dumb goals stands for making sure your goal is tallyable. You want to be able to chart your goal, like on a piece of paper, with those four vertical lines plus the diagonal one that makes a full tally, which I always thought was so fun because it's almost my name. Oh, and also people called me Talia growing up instead of Talia, which is my name. So it literally, Tally was half my name. Anyway, when your goals are obvious, like I just spoke about, it's obvious if you did it or not, which means that you can jot down an obvious tally or checkmark or gold star or not. And charting is great. That's how I set all my big picture goals. You might have seen my running chart on my Instagram or in some videos, but I'll link it in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/69. It's the only way I've never failed at one of my lofty running goals because I tally my miles I run every day and I know exactly how many more I have to reach my goal. But goals have to be doable, and that's what the D stands for in not dumb. Your goal has to be something actually achievable in the realm of possibility. This one gets tricky because we all have big, big, big dreams out there that we hope are possible but aren't totally sure. You gotta set goals that push you but are totally a sure thing. For example, when I set my running goals, I don't set out to run 6 miles each day. I'm not totally sure I could do that. In fact, I'm totally sure I couldn't do that. It's not at all doable. Instead, I am totally sure that I could run about 3.5 miles a day. Some days maybe 5 or 6, or some days maybe 0, but an average of 3 or 3.5 miles feels totally doable to me, so I set that as my goal. Because, like, you actually want to be able to achieve your goal. That's kind of the point of them. For a client of mine, a doable goal was no more daily Starbucks grande iced chai lattes with soy milk. That goal wasn't no more Starbucks anything ever. that's not necessarily as doable. The goal was no more of that specific sugar laden drink. And every day that she didn't drink that drink, she took note. And after 1 week and then 2 weeks and then 3 weeks and then eventually 4 months of no daily Starbucks grande iced chai lattes with soy milk, we celebrated virtually with homemade matchas. That's a perfect example of how a not dumb goal has to be you, unique. A not dumb goal is not some generic goal that you read on the cover of a magazine in line at the grocery store. You want to set goals that speak to your heart, that are totally customized to you and where you want to take yourself in this wild world of ours. No more daily Starbucks grande iced chai lattes with soy milk is a perfectly unique goal for my wonderful client. The same way that bringing my pup to the park twice a week is perfectly unique to me. You've got to make your goals perfectly unique to, you guessed it, you. Similarly, a not dumb goal is meaningful. It has to have a real why behind it. Well, in front of it, because it has to be meaningful to Y-O-U. Ugh, so lame. The why. Okay, so the why is everything. And someday I'll do a full episode on just the why. But your why is the lifeblood of any achievement. Knowing the reason you do anything is what helps you keep going when it's hard, it's uncomfortable, sucky, or weird. It has been pretty easy for my client to cave for a Starbucks grande iced chai latte with soy milk if she didn't feel that it was fueling her sugar addiction, or if she didn't plan on getting pregnant and didn't want that crap in her growing baby's bod, or if she didn't feel overall gross after drinking one. So reminding herself of all of those things helped her ban the bucks from her bod. Link each goal you set to a meaningful reason or two, and you'll have 1,000,000% more likelihood to actually achieving it. And finally, a not dumb goal has to be believable. You have to be able to believe in your goal being achieved. If it's something like fit into these jeans by April 13th and these jeans are 14 sizes smaller than the ones you wear now, you can't honestly believe you'll fit into them by April 13th. And you honestly won't be able to fit into them by April 13th unless you loophole and fit your arm into it and call that a success. You have to believe in your goal the same way you believe in the tooth fairy. You might not see it, but in order to get the $2 under your pillow, you gotta put your tooth there. Or as the world famous amazing person Wayne Dyer said, you'll see it when you believe it. You'll see it when you believe it. Boom. So that's not dumb goals for you. A not dumb goal, again, has nuggets, is obvious, is tallyable, is doable, is unique, is meaningful, and is believable. Note how nothing about not dumb goals relates to setting it in January, because you can actually set goals anytime you want. And you don't have to set them for a full year either. I mean, a year is a long time. Go back and Facebook stalk yourself a year ago. Don't you feel like a different person? And maybe look like one too? I mean, that haircut, what were you thinking? Feel free to set your goals for smaller periods of time. It gives you a better chance to stick with them. But if your goal really is a bigger picture thing, then set nugget goals for smaller pieces of time so you have some checkpoints, like in Mario Kart, to keep you on track. Unlike me in Mario Kart, because I'm always flying off the tracks. Now, there's a lot of talk these days about setting intentions. And simultaneously, there's a lot of talk by the same folks about proudly not setting goals. I get that goals can wreak havoc on our happiness if we manically cling to them and beat ourselves up if we take one step backwards or sideways or crisscross or just stand in one place. I got an easy solution for not driving yourself crazy with your goals, okay? Don't manically cling to them and allow them to come in the way of your happiness. Don't beat yourself up if you take one step backwards or sideways or crisscross or if you just stand in one place taking no steps at all for a little bit. But in my opinion, do set goals. How else are you going to make moves towards achieving that awesome, epic, outstanding stuff you want to achieve? Or okay, you could just jump on the F goals, just intentions bandwagon, right? Okay, fine. So let's say, for example, you set the intention of, I'm going to listen to my body and be more intuitive with my wellness. Okay, awesome. So what does that look like to you in your daily life? What activities do you do daily to make sure you're listening to your body? How do you stay focused on intuitive wellness when the going gets rough and life happens? I think that intentions are the bigger picture, what I want my life to look like, what kind of human I want to be kind of situations. The intention of listen to my body and be more intuitive with my wellness is amazing and awesome. But why not lay out some specific goals under that umbrella? Know what I mean? So like, how about if you intend on listening more to your body this year, how about you set the goal of not using your phone when you eat lunch? That's a not dumb goal. And or you set the goal of keeping your three favorite fruits always in your fridge to give yourself the ability to snack on a fruit that your body actually tells you it's craving during your 4 o'clock energy drop. That's also listening to your body. Here's another way to look at it. If you're a meditator like myself, intentions are what you meditate on. One of my intentions for this year is to get stronger. Like, welcome to the gun show, stronger. That is a stellar intention, if I do say so myself. And when I meditate in the morning, I close my eyes and visualize myself going through my day feeling strong, carrying my grocery bags home with ease, nailing all my push-ups with gusto, looking in the mirror and radiating strength. But then I come out of my meditation and actually write down what this intention looks like today, this week, this month. Action steps. Here's when I'm hitting the weight room this week. Here's what I'll do in there besides feel intimidated. Here's the specific food I'll eat after my workout to replenish my bod so I don't feel pooped for the rest of the day. Because these specific tasks or goals aren't arbitrary, they have deeper meaning, they're connected to my intention, they feel good and they get achieved. Okay, sometimes I feel like I just ramble and dance around explicitly what I mean. Goals are not innately bad. Clinging to them to define your self-worth or happiness is bad. Beating yourself up for anything related to slowing the progress of them is bad. Confusing goals, which are often positive things that you want to do more of or bring into fruition, with restrictions, confusing the goals with restrictions, is bad. Setting goals that you know in your gut are absurd, like running 7 miles each day to lose 7 pounds each week type of ludicrousness, is bad. Capiche? Okay, so on that note, let me list out 18, because it's now 2018, 18 specific, not dumb, party my plants approved, positive, healthy goals that you might want to consider setting. Try some on for size. Meditate on them. Ponder one during your next sweat sesh. Modify them to fit your unique desires. Whatevs you want to do, here are some of my ideas. Number one, start eating banana ice cream instead of regular ice cream or even store-bought highly processed vegan ice cream. My recipe for doing so with banana ice cream is linked up in the show notes at partymyplants.com/69. Number two, once a week, substitute a veggie pasta for pasta at dinner. I love spiralizing zucchini and sweet potatoes into noodles. If you don't have a spiralizer and you don't want to have veggie noodle FOMO, some stores like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's actually now sell spiralized noodles, so yay! Also, you can always just cut open a spaghetti squash, scoop out the seeds, drizzle half a tablespoon of olive oil on each side, sprinkle each side with salt and pepper, and roast it at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 45 minutes, and then you'll be able to scoop out veggie noodles right from the squash. Goal idea numero tres, drink one plant-packed smoothie a day for breakfast or a snack. Easy enough. If it makes it even easier, you can check out Daily Harvest, which is an awesome company that sends you pre-frozen, without the liquid, plant party smoothies that you store in your freezer and just add water or almond milk and blend. I love their smoothies when I'm in a mad rush to get plants in my bod. And if you want to try it, you can get 3 free smoothies with your first Daily Harvest order if you go to their site, daily-harvest.com, and use code PARTYMYPLANTS at checkout. Or you can just check out some of my favorite plant pack smoothie recipes at partyinmyplants.com/69. Number 4, make this your year of plant proteins. Don't be afraid. Tofu, tempeh, lentils, and beans are actually awesome. So make it a goal to phase more of them into your diet. To make this goal even more specific, maybe you set the goal of making Tuesday night tofu night and trying one new tofu recipe each Tuesday. Oh, and then Thursday could be tempeh night. But then beans and lentils are screwed because there are no days of the week that start with B or L. Suggested goal number 5, drink one mushroom tea or mushroom coffee or mushroom hot chocolate a day. You know I love Four Sigmatic, and you can hear much more about the almost sounds too good to be true health benefits of shrooms in episode 58. Number 6, make Sunday your protein pancakes in bed day. And then once you taste them in bed, you're going to want to make them every day, but you know, we'll take it one step at a time. For my recipe for my protein pancakes, again, that's at partyinmyplants.com/69. Are you catching on to the pattern here? Number 7, look at your next week's dinners in advance and make a little plan. Episode number 29 can help with that. So you're not winging it. Winging it hardly ever results in healthy meals. Number 8, However, if you really do prefer the winging it lifestyle, set a goal of keeping your pantry, your fridge, and your freezer stocked AF at all times this year. My downloadable guide, Plant Party in Your Kitchen, gives you exact shopping lists for turning your home into a Whole Foods. So check that out. You know where, partyinmyplants.com/69. Goal number 9, at your next alcohol friend or family gathering, make yourself a kombucha cocktail with kombucha, vodka, and ice. And then make that your go-to cocktail at all family and friends gatherings for the year. That's a heck of a great goal if you ask me. Number 10, rekindle your love for a healthy habit you let slide away. We all have habits that we love but drift from. A weekly bath, using your crock pot, batch cooking quinoa for the week, meditating in the morning. Set a goal to resurrect one healthy habit that you've been totally forgetting, like that cute sweater in your drawer that you're also totally forgetting about. Oh, well, you can also set a goal to wear cooler clothes or clean out your clothes so you have less clutter. Okay, now I'm just rambling. Number 11, set a goal to start every day with a cleansing plant drink. For me, you know this means my amazing apple cider vinegar drink. But for other peeps, it could mean lemon water, chlorophyll water, 16 ounces of purified water. Speaking of, number 12, drink your full water bottle 4 times a day. Start to finish, top to bottom, but have a bathroom nearby. Number 13, diffuse orange or a citrus oil in your home, in your essential oil diffuser, to keep your spirits super high, or do it with lavender oil to keep your energy super chill. Number 14, go right now. Put 3 packets of stevia in each purse and coat pocket so when you're on the go, you can sweeten your coffee, your tea, your cocktails, your oatmeal with plant-derived stevia instead of chemical-filled Splenda. And then, you know, make it a goal to keep 3 packets or at least 1 packet in all the pockets moving forward. Number 15, master a homemade pesto that you can make in seconds and put over quinoa, veggies, pasta, sweet potatoes, whatever, for quick weeknight dinners. You can check out my formula for the besto pesto at partyinmyplants.com/69. Number 16, eat or drink 1 fermented thing each day. Kombucha, apple cider vinegar, sauerkraut, kimchi, even tempeh. And listen to Terry Walters talk about the amazing health benefits of doing so in episode number 7. Goal number 17, become that person who shows up with those amazing black bean brownies for every Super Bowl, birthday, and dinner party. The recipe for those amazing black bean brownies that you'll be legendary for is at partyinmyplants.com/69. And finally, suggested health goal number 18, eat at least 1 plant at each meal and snack you have every day. And while you're at it, party in your plants, right? Eat healthfully with joy and happiness, knowing that you're doing your body really, really good. Thank you so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I'd love to know your not dumb goals, so leave them in a comment on the show notes page, which you already know by now, so I'm not even going to say it. Okay, it's partyinmyplants.com/69. Oh, that's actually a big bonus quickie tip, actually. Write your goals down. Do not keep them floating around in your head like all those mean thoughts you have about your annoying coworker with bad breath. You must write them down. Your goals, not the thoughts about your coworker. I hope you found this episode helpful. My goal was to give you tangible takeaways and ideas for actual goals you might want to set to improve your health. My intention was to inspire you to not be afraid of goals, but also to not be obsessed with them. Hopefully, I nailed both things. If you want to nail being a kind, generous human, would you mind sharing this episode with someone who you think might dig it? Again, the show notes, the recipes mentioned in this, and loads more that makes healthy living not suck is all at partyinmyplants.com/69.